Good morning. This is Les Harms of the Adams County Historical Society with another segment of Adams County History. Entering the month of May means that Memorial Day will soon be here. Spring has arrived, and many flowers are blooming profusely. But how do flowers play a part in Adams County history? Nestled among the acres of corn and wheat land in northeastern Adams County, a spectacular display of fragrant, rosy flowers, the Warren Peony Gardens were unique in the decades preceding World War II, attracting thousands of visitors from all over the country each day in late May and early June. Yes, literally thousands of tourists from practically every state in the Union somehow learned that if they turned east off Highway 281 just south of Trumbull, they would discover one of Nebraska's more interesting attractions. In late May and early June of every year, thousands of patrons would jam the dirt roads to visit the gardens, buying flowers and plants and enjoying the picnic grounds. Thousands upon thousands of showy blossoms would come to their full magnificence on those 18 acres of land during the 3 or 4 days in late May and into early June. Herbert Warren, the son of a Civil War veteran, loved flowers and trees, and with artistic vision could see possibilities in the gullied land along the headwaters of the Little Blue River when he bought a quarter section of railroad land in 1893. He planted the black walnut trees and set out clippings from three peonies that his father had given him, one red, one white, one pink. And then as he weeded and hoed and transplanted, he developed new varieties of the flowers that he had loved since childhood. However, he still had to make a living and pay the mortgage on the farm. He had little success raising corn and wheat on the land, so he turned to potatoes, which he would bring into Hastings, and sell them door to door at 17 cents a bushel. Early on, he gave away many of the choice blossoms to his potato customers. But eventually, when he had to hire help to work with the flowers, he started to sell the peonies commercially. Over the years, his work began to be recognized by horticulturalists all over the country, and visitors soon were streaming from all over the United States to see this spectacular array of blossoms. The peony gardens were at their peak during the late 1920s and all through the 1930s. Warren was constantly developing new varieties and eventually developed several hundred new varieties of peonies and approximately 180 varieties of iris. His affection for his peonies became his passion. When he spoke of his peonies, he would say that every one of the varieties had a face as distinctive as that of a human being. The World War II years brought a lack of manpower for the hand-weeding and the hoeing. His nine children were grown, and Mr. Warren was in his 70s. Then when Mrs. Warren died in 1945, Mr. Warren waited a few years and then sold his beloved peony gardens. The following owners did not share his passion, and the renowned gardens lost their luster until the Howard Holan family purchased the site in 1965 and worked diligently to restore the luster to the famed Warren Peony Gardens. The Holan family purchased many new varieties in order to have a longer-lasting season and began revitalizing Warren's garden. The Holans worked diligently developing more and more acres with various varieties. Eventually, the death of Carol Holan and Howard's health problems forced the Holans to sell the property. New and present-day owners, Nikki and Scott Suits, exhibit a youthful enthusiasm and a passion to once again restore the gardens to their colorful splendor. It can only be worked outside of their full-time jobs, but they hope to see continued growth. Yes, the Warren Peony Gardens, an extremely busy place prior to Decoration Day, as it was called then, certainly was a significant segment of Adams County history. This Moment in Time has been a presentation of the Adams County Historical Society. We invite you to listen, learn, and to please consider joining our society in order to preserve the history of our county. You can also visit our website at www.adamshistory.org. And so, this is Les Harms, and I'm inviting you to tune in on the second and fourth Friday of each month. Thank you for listening.